Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's rule.
93.3.
The planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 9:04. Happy Monday. You can always email us to riseguys@aol.com. And as we talked about earlier, the FOF line, 864-241-4318. Do you have to record a new message for that, Fatboy?
No, it was just offline for a little bit.
Okay. Got taken down. But it is back. And then that's the email I was telling you about. I finally found it. The email came to me, and then I forwarded it to Fatboy, but we didn't get to – it was basically – it's look how long it is. Now look at the email.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. It's almost as long.
The guy goes through – I assume this is a guy. I apologize if – let me read through the bottom. It sounded anonymous, so I can say man or woman. Either way, they go through all these different – bad mistakes they've made. Oh, it's on the back, too. And bad mistakes that they've made. And anyway, the short of it was wanting to ask us each what our biggest regrets in life were. Or regrets. I say it regrets now, yeah, just regrets. I don't know. I always do it
it's
that
a great
way.
Movie, though.
It's a good movie. It really stuck with me. What movie was that? We're the Millers.
Yeah, great movie.
No regrets.
It's a funny movie. Yeah, we only got 4 hours in the show, though.
No crap.
Right?
Like how are we supposed to get all our regrets in between 6 and 10, man? There's 4 of us.
Yeah, man.
Hour apiece, no way in hell.
Take the first one, Jim.
What?
I don't know. Biggest regrets in life. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I can't say that. I don't know. I don't like this question. Screw this email.
Yeah.
I want to go out on a high note. I don't want to sit here and... Because when you sit there and think about regret, does that put you in a good mood? It's usually negativity.
Yeah, it makes you think about bad things from the past.
I like positive vibes only. I don't even like battery-operated vibes.
You know, you've been to enough therapy and so have I.
A cord.
And plenty of other people to know that you shouldn't sit around regretting things and dwelling on... You learn and you process and you move on.
They have the solar-powered lights. I put some out for my mom in her yard the other day. Do they make sexual devices that are solar-powered?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think they do.
Well,
everything's solar-powered now.
I got a biggest regret.
What?
The day they changed the air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
I was here.
Can't control it anymore.
What were you going to do? Attack them and say, no, yes. Don't change the AC?
I'm like, please get somebody that can fix it right now.
Well, your biggest regret would be riding around with a bucket full of hockey in the back of your hot tub, man.
Yeah, if you forget to dump it out, you don't have any lemon sprinkle. it's gonna stink.
Did you keep water in it?
No.
I don't know that story. Oh. I mean, I may have known it and forgot it.
I had a bucket in the back of the van. And
when you used to repair hot tubs before radio.
Yeah, you couldn't always stop. This is long drives, man. Like Interstate 40 is long. So you'd sit on the bucket that had a hole in it, which went into a box.
Yeah.
And then you dump it somewhere in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Before you come back home. One time I did on the parkway, though. But, you know, I mean, it's biodegradable or whatever.
Sure.
It's all good.
Yeah. It's that place where grass won't grow over there off of Pelham Road.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can look back at what I think is regret, and my mind can twist that into a lesson learned.
Yeah. What?
Like, that's the tricks that I play on myself. Is no, that's not regret. You learned from that.
Yeah, you did. Somebody didn't sign it. Please sign your text to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, 72341. Somebody texted it's like a psychology blog. It's got a couple good ones on it, though. Like, things you wouldn't think about that people regret when they get old.
Probably talking to family members more.
Uh-huh. That would be mine.
Let's see. Well, yeah, trying to make bad relationships work. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's one, man. But how many people you see doing that all the time? Like, he's like, all right, this is over with. Just, you know, go ahead.
Yeah.
And it can be, and not just, I mean, romantically is where you really see it, but it's also like with family and stuff too, which is not good, and you don't want to be around it. I mean, you don't have to be.
I don't like this conversation.
You know?
I'm the one that damn brought it up. Well, because I sit here and I think about so-called regret, and it's just, it makes me hurt.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, there's something you were just saying is on here too, drawing on your mistakes and shortcomings. There you go, Matthew.
But I try to tell myself, though, no, you didn't come short. Or you didn't forthcome, or whatever you just said. You learned from that, and you moved on from it. Because had there not been those speed bumps in my life, or left turns out of nowhere, or right turn out of nowhere, if I'm using racing terminology, would have been, I would have been stuck.
Yeah. And then those are the lessons that you learn to mold yourself into the person you are today.
Yeah.
But the first one that comes to mind, truly, I mean, I've had you ever seen the movie Click by Adam Sandler? Mm-hmm. If you're a parent, watch it.
You regret that Greenville didn't have a Bed Bath & Beyond, sir?
Yeah, well, no, I went there, and there was no and beyond. Mm-hmm. No, but just, you know, dude, I'm telling you sit there when you have a child, fat boy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Overnight, they grow up. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, not literally overnight, but, like, they go from... Oh, God, take pictures of everything and document everything. And then you see it, like, as they get older. I don't want to take a picture, Dad.
Yeah.
My makeup's not right, Dad. I don't want to take a picture. And it's like, I don't want to look back at that. And I'm the parent. I should say, yes, we are taking a picture.
Yeah.
Whether your makeup's on or not, we're taking a picture together, whether you like it or not.
How much of that is the
selfishness, yes. All
because,
of it.
But because you're getting old.
Yep.
Yeah.
At least I know that, though, right?
Yeah.
I can come to terms with that.
Having kids makes you feel old when you get old.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not having kids, you get old, you don't realize how old you are. Because you don't have, like, this 25-year-old child, and you're like, oh, man, I'm old.
Right.
You don't have any frame of reference to realize how damn old you are.
And, like, the movie, the Adam Sandler movie, was, like, how you want to fast forward through your day and get through all the bull crap so you can live for the weekend.
It's like that Alabama song, but it was 90 minutes long instead of 3.5.
Roll On?
Yeah, no. I'm in a hurry to get things done.
Must have been a Tool cover.
he would fast forward through the stuff to get the fun stuff, but he was fast forwarding through, like, hanging out with his dad, or he fast forwards through his child growing up, and it's, you know, obviously it's a movie, but it's got a good message in it, but I don't know.
Taking things for granted.
Yeah, that person's gone forever, man. You look at a picture of that 6-7-year-old kid, and they grow into somebody else. You'll never see that person again. It's still your kid, but it's
right. A
different person.
Yeah.
I can't comment, though, because you don't have kids.
I can say that I don't have frame reference to feel as old as I am. Also, you notice my face hair ain't gray as yours, Fat Boy. Wonder why.
Working with you, that's why.
Another one on this
should be Nine's pigskin punishment. We dye his beard gray.
Oh,
my God.
Yes, let's do it.
You love that, don't you?
Let's do it, yeah. Oh, make me look like Fat Bo. Come on, Paige, get Timmy in here. All the women now want their hair gray. I'd love to have a gray beard and look like Fat Bo.
Which Timmy?
Gay.
Oh.
Gay Timmy.
Yes.
My bad.
Get him a little tent on that.
I'd do that. That'd be fun. And it would suck after it'd be funny for 5 minutes. I'd be walking around with like red or a gray red beard in 2 weeks. It'd look weird.
You can play Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He can foil your beard, I think, maybe.
Okay. Sure he can. Sure he can. He can do whatever he wants to my beard.
Uh-oh.
Highlight it.
Another one on here is worrying too much about other people.
That's a good one.
The guy says, not just what they think of you, not just being jealous of the stuff they have, covetous, but... Yeah, putting your energy into other people instead of yourselves, and the end of, you know, you can't help anybody else if you ain't helping yourself.
That's true.
And you might try, but you will fail because you can't be there for them if you aren't taking care of number one.
Okay, agreed. Don't covet thy neighbor's wife.
No,
right? That's
no.
In the Bible.
No,
doesn't say anything about their car or their house.
Yeah,
does it not? What if they're married?
Doesn't
or
doesn't.
Not married? But what if you like? I get coveting, but let's say like. You see, you know someone in your life that made great decisions when they were young and they have a thriving business, and you look at them and you say, I want to have that lake house and that boat, and I want to have those tickets to that game, and I want to do – that's not coveting. That's, to me, it inspires me to go out and do more than just what I'm doing now, because I want that. I'm not coveting his life as much as I'm wanting – well, I guess, yes, I am, aren't I? I am coveting his life, but in an inspirational way. I don't want to be like him.
Yeah.
I'm way better looking than he is. He would trade all that for my handsome looks. I asked him. But, you know, that's not coveting, though. It's inspirational. When you hear about somebody that's a mentor or a hero in your life, I want to be like them. When, you know, like if you asked Trevor Lawrence, hey, who's your mentor in football?
You know, Peyton Manning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that his guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't covet his big forehead.
No.
He covets the fame and the success and the one ring.
He's a lot more personable, too, than Peyton was, too. Especially at that age.
He's better looking and faster already.
Oh, yeah, he is, both of those. Yeah. It's not necessarily a compliment, though. He's better.
I'm not going to sexualize college football players, but if you choose to, so be it.
Yeah, well, he's plenty of age, like 20 now, ain't he? 19.
I think it's like 19 in like 10 months.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a good text. I wish I hadn't wasted 3 years of my life trying to go back with my baby's daddy.
Trying to make bad relationships work.
But you tried for your kids, so it's a different thing.
But again, you know, don't try to make bad relationships work, but don't dwell on your past mistakes and shortcomings either, according to Psychology Blog.
Yeah, and also cheaper to keep her. Check the inflation rate. Not true anymore.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's way, way cheaper to not.
Yeah. Just milk it for free is the lesson here.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You might have bukus of money you didn't realize.
Isn't that an awful thing? Why buy the cow when you can milk it for free? Yeah. First of all, we don't buy wives. And secondly, she's not heavy set, so how dare you?
And when was the last time you milked a cow anyways? Probably never.
With my hands? Never.
Yeah. Never. Right. Never. Bull. Yes.
Oh, yeah, last week.
The other one on here is not asking for help. That's an interesting one. People regret, when they get older in life, they'll regret not asking for help when they were younger.
Well,
yeah.
That's a two-way street.
I have to own up to that, too.
That's where pride gets you.
Well, I just, as far as, you know, fix-it stuff, handyman stuff, I was never taught that. But I also didn't ask, either. You know what I mean? My grandpa fixed everything for everybody. He was Mr. Fix-It. He fixed everything for everybody to the point where they'd call Papa down to fix this or that. Diddy would stand there with me, and we would watch him, and he didn't say, hey, Matthew, watch what he's doing there. Yeah. You'll need to know this one day.
Yeah. Did you know?
No. I have Angie's List.
But, yeah, if you ask, I mean, if you apparently just reading
this. Plumber Bill.
Kind of long, but just reading it, it's like it, if you don't ask for help and advice from other people, you seem dumber. If you do, you seem smarter because odds are they think they're pretty smart. So if you're asking them what they think, well, they think you're pretty smart because they already think they are, even if they're not.
What about if you use, I looked up something the other day on YouTube, a how-to thing. That's not me asking someone for help. But I'm seeking.
You are seeking help or advice. Okay. You can be seeking advice from a video recorded 3 years ago about how to.
That's how you learn how to tie a tie.
Yeah, that's how I learned all the Windsor knots, man. The half, the full.
Yes.
Yeah. Flume.
Yeah. No.
Flume.
I learned that when I lived
on
the Mill Hill. Those are the ones it has on here. But it also says you can be too supportive of people. Dude, I know a lot of people who are guilty of that.
Me.
It's no.
Please.
Where people
insubordinate. That's what you are.
It's sad, too, when you see, because they're always good, great, good-hearted people, man. And they'll just give way too much of themselves to other people.
Especially if she's a good-hearted woman.
Yeah.
In love with, a two-timing man.
I know. It sucks.
It's the worst.
It sucks. You take that woman to Lukenbach, Texas.
Yeah.
Willie and Waylon and the boys.
That's right. All of them. They take their turns. Yeah, I know. It's
Kenny Rogers beats them all up.
That's what the Highway Amendment was all about. I mean, you can have regrets, but don't waller in them. Don't waller. Right, Jimmy? I mean, because, even I'm sitting here thinking about all this stuff, and I'm trying to stay positive about it, but yeah. God bless.
Sounds like a sign you'd buy at the jockey lot. Don't waller in them.
Don't waller in it. Make America great again. Don't waller in it.
Yeah.
Someone that I know on Instagram went to the jockey lot and bought a gold-plated Trump $1 million bill.
What? Oh, my God.
Did he pay $1 million for it?
No. No.
Did it have the price written on it in Sharpie?
No, but it was like, it looked like a $1 million bill, which doesn't exist, but it had Trump on it, giving the tiny thumb up, and it was like coated in what was perpetuated to be some kind of gold.
Is the market value of a $500 bill above $500 at this point?
Yeah, because, okay. Those are $1,000 bills are very expensive.
Yeah.
They'll cost you upwards of $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really will. Depending on the market, they really will. All right. No regrets. Paige, what are you working on in the play?
Well, there is a new dating term to tell you guys about, and we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Ghosting and catfishing. What's now? What's the new thing?
You're probably doing it yourself if you're dating.
Okay.
If I'm dating, I'm probably doing it myself. All right. Good tease. Got me thinking. I'm thinking masturbating, but that's not the answer. We'll get to the answer next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before God, you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
Wow. Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet. Rise. It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, we're all aware what the term ghosting means, correct? That means that someone suddenly stops responding to a person's text and vanishes completely, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now there's a new dating term out there that's kind of passive. It's called soft ghosting, which involves responding to text in the most low-effort way possible. So, for example, you can respond by liking someone's message, but technically that's the last person to interact. If they retext you after you just like it or give them a heart or a ha-ha. So basically they're just saying
give you a ha-ha.
Checkmate after that. So where do you go? You don't want to double text. You don't want to say, what did you mean? Why did you like my text? Because that would mean you're needy. So soft ghosting is basically ghosting with a thin veil of nicety. It's texting purgatory.
You know, this is when we know we have too much time on our hands or something. Because just, why does everything have to have a title for it?
Everything has a name nowadays. That's a social media thing. I didn't blame Twitter for that specifically.
Is it Twitter?
I think so. Everything has a name on Twitter.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be clever, but it isn't really clever. Like I saw a guy downstairs who thinks he's clever, I believe. I don't know him that well, but I believe he thinks he's clever.
From the creative room?
He said hey to me. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? You know what he said?
What?
It's Monday. I'm like, that's not an answer to the question.
I'm surviving.
How you doing, man? It's
Another
Monday. It's not
paradise.
An answer to how you doing.
No. Well, it's Monday. How you think about it?
Did I say what day is it?
Are you alive?
I didn't ask what day it is.
Like, oh, you have a job you came to?
Yeah.
Poor thing.
You're at work, huh?
Ask me at 5 o'clock.
You're well-dressed, drive a nice car.
You don't have to work outside?
Yeah. Seem like you do well. Like, come on, you got a lot to be happy about. It's Monday.
Turn that frown upside down, Stone Man.
No, that dude. You know what? Stone Man's always in a good mood, ain't he?
I can't. I've never seen him down.
No, man. He's just like even keel on the upswing at all the time. Yes.
Well, happy National Guacamole Day for those of us who very much love guacamole. It's kind of polarizing. Either you love it or
I love it.
You love it? Okay.
People who don't like it just don't want to eat it because it looks like a bowl of vomit kind of.
Yeah.
I like to mix it with mayonnaise.
No, do you?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, served to me by a clown.
I don't think there's anybody in the world who don't like avocados.
There are people.
Right, they are?
Like my husband really thought he, ew.
Did he ever eat them, though?
No, he just would never touch them, and anything that I had near avocados in the kitchen had to stay away from his food.
I mean, a lot of people are turned off by like a food that's that consistency and green, too, because it looks like it's bad. Don't you think so, Matt?
Well,
yeah.
Guacamole looks like something that's turned bad, but it's delicious.
Not good, but
whatever.
Guacamole, All right, so there's a study that asked people what would they rather do, give up guacamole for a full year or swim in shark-infested waters for 1 minute. And 1 in 5 people would risk the sharks than give up guacamole.
Well, Luckily, Burger King's made that new guacamole made just out of hamburger meat. Yeah. So you should try that instead. Why not do that?
You know, anybody who's ever been to, like, Surfside Beach, ocean, that part of the Atlantic, that's definitely shark infested. That's where they all are.
Yeah, no kidding.
Surfside's crawling with them or swimming with them, I guess.
All right, so 31% of the people say that they'd swim with sharks to get free guacamole for a year.
What kind of sharks, though?
Yeah, that would be, because I've been in water where you're swimming and there are sharks, but they're tiger sharks. And
oh, I once rode a great white.
No.
I did.
But they were teeny, tiny
liar.
Sharks, you know, not big ones.
One up your ass.
No, I asked you.
I didn't know that.
Whose ass?
I didn't know that there were sharks. We were pulled out of that water at the time, so it wasn't like I was wanting to swim with sharks ever.
I swam with a barracuda one time.
Happened to be in the water where they were.
I was Ann Wilson.
Dude drove his Plymouth off a bridge.
Yes.
That's not a Kevin Hart joke, by the way. It was barracuda humor.
Yes.
So 39% would listen to nails on a chalkboard for 30 minutes and give up guacamole. 36% would give up half of their vacation time. And 38% would shave their head for a year's worth of guacamole.
Don't you realize that you can still eat avocados, though?
Yeah. People are stupid.
Well, who pushes this? Like, who's the big guacamole maker?
Because I don't know.
Obviously, this is just a thing.
It's hard to get good any decent store bought guacamole, kind of like pimento cheese.
That's
you kind of
got
to make it yourself because guacamole turns brown in 30 minutes. You got to eat it right now,
and you don't want it to be. You don't want that. You can taste the preservatives in store bought stuff where it's that tart taste of guacamole.
Yeah, it doesn't taste nearly as good because it isn't just fresh avocados. They got to preserve it so it stays green because that stuff turns brown instantly.
The number one sold guacamole in American grocery stores is Sabra.
Yeah.
But they also make
hummus.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. There you go. We both almost finished all your sentences the rest of the show.
It's less I have to talk. So far, so good. Fatboy, you and I will do Paige's show.
Yeah.
Since she's on all of ours for us.
We're just going to sneak up behind her and start talking while she's on the radio later.
I know. I'm just going to call in and just start talking.
All right. Well, according to Food and Wine, there's five chores that we hate and fight over the most. So 80% of these people say they fight and have arguments over doing some chores. And the chores are obviously household stuff. So that would range from dishes, cleaning the kitchen, doing laundry, and cleaning the bathroom, including the toilet. So this is what we like to fight over. At number five, cooking meals and grocery shopping. Do you hate to do that?
No, I don't hate it.
I'm at the house like, Inga, go to the store.
Right.
She's like, no shoes, man. I can't.
Right. Can't drive.
Nobody can talk. Paige won't let anybody talk.
Paige is like controlling the conversation. She's finishing my sentences, and then while you're trying to tell a story, she's like, it's wild.
Great.
All right. And number four.
Paige, are you taking Adderall now and not told us? Are you on the XR?
At number four, sweeping and vacuuming.
Yes. I mean, I don't like to do any of them. I mean, who would sit here and say, yes, I love to do all those things?
Yeah, I like to go to the grocery store, but I walk out with like three bags instead of like $200 worth of stuff for a family.
Yeah, and plus, if you don't go, you can't gripe about there not being anything. So I always enjoy going.
When I go to the grocery store, I'm literally buying food for me, and that's awesome to do.
Right.
The reason it becomes a chore is because you got to buy food for other people too.
Sure.
All right, so here are the top three that people fight over the most because you hate doing them, right? Otherwise, you're not going to fight because you want to do them because that doesn't make any sense because I don't know anybody who begs to do anything in the house. So here's the top three. Number three, cleaning the bathroom, including the toilet.
I don't like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Second place.
You don't like to clean the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to get sniped.
I don't think anybody gets excited to clean the bathroom. Especially when you got to use the shower liner and you got to take the whole thing apart to get that damn thing off of there. That sucks.
Ew.
That's bad.
All right, second place.
Do you do that really? Take it off?
Yeah.
I just picture your windowsill still has cigarettes in it.
No.
It's the best ashtray in the world.
I hockey in the hallway bathroom, no window.
You could have stopped at hallway.
No window, no exhaust fan. I hate myself.
Your mom did it in the hallway once, right?
No, she did it in the litter box.
Oh, it was in the hallway.
No, it was in the laundry room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your bathroom doesn't have a crap fan or a window.
No, not the hallway. Oh, I just go in there to torture myself, man. Sometimes the NSA brings people there to question them.
Oh. We need to use that one back to back.
Yeah, we said ice, not ass.
Yeah, you hear about all those CIA black sites? This is a CIA brown site at my house.
It's dim with the overhead
but
light.
Your dog will go in there too.
No, she like to go in there. Cat will. Dog don't follow me in the bathroom anymore. She did when she's a pup.
She's smart now.
Yeah, man, I'll be on the couch if you need me.
Just go on with your bed. So, all right, second place, doing laundry.
There's no work in doing laundry. It's very fast, very easy. You just literally drop stuff in a machine and put some soap in and turn it on.
You got to learn to separate and make sure that it's the way you like it, because then people are really picky about
do your own
laundry softener.
Do your own.
Some men don't like that fragrancy smell or soft clothes. So there is a difference in that.
You ever drive by the laundromat just to mix people's clothes up in the drive-off?
Yeah, I don't like fabric softener smell. You're right about that. I don't like it. I like to put on my clothes and I smell like a field of fake flowers.
Do you want to stink?
No, I want to like smell like my beard oil and stuff.
Thank you.
Golly, Fat Bo.
Smells wonderful.
Some people don't like it.
I actually pour my beard oil in the washing machine.
Yeah. And it smells good.
Golly.
Mm. All right, so here's the number one answer. Washing dishes and cleaning the kitchen. People hate to do that because, you know, probably it depends on what you're eating, because who wants to scrub a bunch of messy pots?
Yeah. Yeah, no one.
No one does.
No one does.
All right. Man. So those are those.
Hang on.
Yeah, like,
how messy is the pot?
That's true.
Depends on what you're cooking.
Smoke it instead.
Yes. I see what your toilet eats.
You don't want to scrub a messy pot. What's wrong with you?
No, I don't.
Well, how about this? 22% of Americans can't name a single branch of government. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Have you seen Americans? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, just ask people who the vice president is.
Huh?
You will see people like, oh, I should know this.
Dan Quayle?
No crap. Yeah. Yes, you should.
Yeah. People still say Dan Quayle, I bet.
Probably.
It's been for 30 years.
So the study found that 22% of Americans couldn't name a single of the three branches, executive, legislative, and judicial.
Yeah, see, I wasn't sick in elementary school the week we spent on that.
You were not sick or you were?
I wasn't.
Oh, no.
I was there for that.
Yeah. As opposed to in 2014, 35% of Americans couldn't name a single government branch. So that's, I guess, you know, we're doing a little better. And so 59% of the people that were in the study got the question right on whether a Supreme Court decision is a law, and the highest score ever for that question. So
we got rid of the olive branch, right?
Yeah.
We don't use that anymore.
We got rid of that the November of 16 we did, yeah.
Yep, you're right.
We burned it.
Olive branch is gone.
It burned it, man, burned it. By the way, the 22% of Americans can't name, better than one in five Americans can't name a single branch of government.
Yeah.
That's the best we've ever done. Which ultimately is the downfall of democracy, because 20% of us have no concept of what our government is or how it functions or what it does.
Well, that's true, man. Like civics class, right? Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
Civic. That's not a thing anymore.
No.
It's like, hey, you're going to be able to vote. We're not going to tell you anything about it, though.
Yeah, and then if you...
There's other elections besides president, believe it or not.
If you can't name, like, these 22% of people, a lot of them vote, and they can't name a branch of government, but they still vote, and they have no concept of what they're doing, apparently, because they don't know what they're voting for.
There should be some kind of quiz before you go and vote. Not just, oh, yes, you're a citizen, you get to vote. No.
You're 18 now. Congratulations.
You got to tell us a couple, like, how many stars are on the flag.
Yeah.
And they really don't understand the difference between a congressman and a senator, you know?
No. No, they don't. They don't understand state Senate versus U.S.
No.
Senate.
No,
congressperson.
Yeah, congressperson.
Congressperson.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt. Yes. Matt Person.
Matt Person.
Call me Sam.
All right. Sam Person.
Sam
Man. We'll call you Sam
Man. I love that.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Mr. Sam Man. Yes?
So at the box office over the weekend, we do have a number one movie, but there are still movies from over the summer that are going real strong all the same. Like The Lion King is still doing well, up to $534 million in its ninth week of being out there, bringing in $3.6 million over the weekend. And then Good Boys, $73.3 million in its fifth week.
Damn.
You ever see it, Fat Boy?
No, I did go to the movies this weekend, but that's second on the list.
What'd you see?
Okay. I saw It number two.
Oh, did you like it?
It was awful.
You hated the first one. Why'd you go pay money to see the second one?
It's just too much special effects, man. Those ruin movies. Just like it does with this one.
Dude, amen to that. It does. Yeah. I miss the days of when they would actually go outdoors and shoot a damn movie. Mm-hmm. I miss it so bad I want to cuss about it. Like, I watch movies from the 90s, and I'm like, oh, man, look, they're actually, like, on a boat on the water instead of on a boat in front of a green screen.
Right.
Like, this is really, like, they really shot the movie. They really went and filmed a movie, and it's not all digitized. And it really, like, movies are kind of trash nowadays because of that. You're right. I agree with you 100%, Fat Bo.
That's a first right there.
It is.
I know.
So also on the list, an action movie, Angel Has Fallen. At number three, $4.4 million.
That damn movie just keeps going little bit, little bit, little bit. It's going to wind up making $100 million, and it never should have.
They're pretty good.
So here's the top two. Second place, Hustlers, $33.2 million. And then number one movie in the country, It Chapter 2, $40.7 million, up to $153.8 million in its second week.
That'll keep rising, too, with Halloween getting closer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at first, I was like, why did they release it so early? But now it makes sense. Like, yeah. It's kind of a soft opening, and then, you know. And there's nothing better than a soft opening, I'll tell you. For a movie.
Yeah. Soft opening make your whole week.
Yes.
And then I think.
It really will.
I think Rob Zombie.
How do you get it stronger again?
You got to play that video game I played.
Okay.
Where you control the fish swimming by squeezing the muscles.
I thought I needed to do more Kegels.
So that's basically what it is.
Okay.
Is it a brown trout?
You got something in you for it.
And then some.
And I think Rob Zombie's movie's coming out soon. Three from Hell. So that'll be another Halloween movie to look forward to.
Yeah, that one's coming out in October. So is the Dr. Sleep, The Shining sequel.
Yes.
Ewan McGregor.
Well, you didn't have to work the joystick with your nose?
No. I didn't have a problem with my nose. I'm not Kenny Powers.
Problem with my nose.
It hurt my nose.
Hurt my nose. I had to go to rehab.
Tim a kid in the back.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
93.3 TheRadio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, so on and so forth. Join us tomorrow. We got a brand new Truth and Consequences for a Tuesday morning. Also, tell me what tickets we have to give away tomorrow.
Tomorrow we will have more tickets for Disturbed, which is a week from tomorrow.
Right.
At Bond Square Wellness Arena. We'll have more tickets for Big Time Wrestling, Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium this Saturday night, and more tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Well in December.
Oh, so we have the Holy Trinity again tomorrow.
All week long, bro.
All right. Also, speaking of you, Nine, we'll find out what your punishment's going to be tomorrow, as we will have some high-level meetings later.
You want me to just come in and tell you tomorrow morning?
No.
No.
Tried to fool you there?
No. We actually, the idea that we served up now is going to cost us a meeting. The big man downstairs wants to meet about it. So
y'all have fun.
We'll figure that out. Yeah, you can't go to it. Sorry. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.